we'll be speaking about Machalos Asuras. Now, there's a special Indian to be careful in summertime with Tayla'im, with insects. It's very shchiach. You have to be very careful. There are some foods that are murzuk b'tayla'im. We know that there are insects there, the leafy vegetables. So unless you take them from a firm, you know that they produce with special modern technology that there shouldn't be any insects. They have them with the achshayrim. It's pashut kamat not possible to be nishma from the teiloyim, and in all kinds of fruits and all kinds of foods, because of the hot weather, cereals can become wormy, rice, cereals, peas, anything. You have to be careful because it's very harbor esau. There can be five laven on one little insect. And there were halachis in that, and this is not the place to discuss the halachis. But in general, be careful with teilayim and familiarize yourself with the hilchis teilayim, the dinim of insects and food. In summertime, it's a big michshol aleinu. When we approach Shavuos, we're approaching the Yom HaChamishim, the 50th day. We know that Rabban Yisraelim took out the Yidin from Memtes Shari Toma, that they were in Mitzrayim. If they would have fallen in to the 50th Sha'ar, they would never have been able to go out again. And each day of Sfira, the Rabban Yisraelim takes us out from one of the Shiarim, and then we enter one of the Shari Kedusha. And on the 50th day, the Shar HaChamishim, which is Yovel, just like the Shnas HaChamishim is Yovel, that's Shavuos. And Shavuos, we were Zaycha to Emuna, like we elaborated this Zaman at Matan Torah and Shavuos is the Yesod of our Emunah. And just like the 50th day, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, we got the Emunah on the Har Sinai, and all the Yidin were Nevi'im, and Rabban Yisraelim spoke to them, Panim Bepanim Dibur Hashem Aleichem Etoich Eish. And the Emunah has been established by Klal Yisrael. So just like that, there are nun shari tuma, which corresponds with the nun shari kedusha, because as the pasuk says, zalu masaza asu alekem. The Rabban Yisraelim made a balanced bechira. This world is a balanced aquarium. Everything is balanced to the degree that you have tuma, you have kedusha, and fakelt. It's balanced. So, in Mitzrayim, the Rabban Yisraelim took out the Yidin of Mitzrayim just when they were about to fall into the Shar HaNun. What is the Shar HaNun? So the Sfarim say that means apikorsis. Pashit, not to believe. Uri Yada Memtas Shiyarim is in Midas. Like, for instance, now in the 49 days of Sfira, we're mezachech the midas, chesed, to have attraction and love to where the Rabban Yisraelim wants us to be attracted, to ahavas Hashem, to ahavas Yisrael, to ahavas Torah, ahavas mitzvahs, ahavas abriyas. And the opposite of that is the bad chesed, Gili Arayas and everything that is a subdivision of that. Gvura, also the same thing, all Midas. But when you come to the Shara Nun, it's not Midas anymore, it's Da'as. Shara Nun in Kedusha and Shavuos and Eich Hashem Elokecha, that's Emunah. Shara Nun in Tuma is Apikorsis. So the Arachayim HaKadosh says in Parshas Shmos that before Mashiach will come, Yidden will fall into the Shara Nun of Tuma. Even though in Mitzrayim they weren't in the Shara Nun, the Rabban Yishleilim has extricated them just in time before they fell into it. Because in Mitzrayim, had we, Chas V'Shalom, been in the Shara Nun, we wouldn't have any possibility of getting out of it. Today, we have the antidote, the Torah. Before Matan Torah, Yidden couldn't fall into the Shara Nun. That would have been Chas V'Shalom the end. Now that we have the Torah, so with Torah we can survive even in the Shara Nun and hold on tooth and nail to the Torah and not fall into apikorsis. Or if somebody is in apikorsis, the Torah would take him out of that apikorsis. So it says that before Mashiach will come, we're going to fall into the Shara Hanun. And that's what's happening now. We are in the Shara Hanun of Tuma. The whole world is just one arena of apikorsis. No more emuna. Not by the Goyim, and by the Nesenu Arabim, by the Yidden. The overwhelming majority of Klal Yisrael don't even know what Shema Yisrael is. Apikorsis. So now we fall into the Shara Nun. And even those who believe in the Rabban Yishleilim, but they have the Siyonis of the Shara Nun. Mitzrayim was Memtas Shari Tumah. But there is also the Midas. The Midas have nations which are the receptacle of those Midas when they're bad. Like, for instance, the Sheva Umais of Eretz Yisrael. So they are connected to Sheva Midas, which we are Mezachech, which we try to purify in the time of Sfira. Aknani, Achiti, Amairi, Aprizi, and so on and so forth. These are the Sheva Midas. These are Chesed, Gvurah, Teferas, Netzach, Hoyt, Yisoid, and Malchus, that you're saying that Rabban Yishleilim after Sfira. So, there's a nation that's connected the Tumah of Chesed, Gili Arayis. That's a Kna'ani. If I would only have a little more time, I would explain you why Kna'ani is the Klipa of Chesed. But I'll just say very shortly, there is Chesed and Gvura. I usually don't go into Kabbalah here, but since it's Sfira and you're saying this in the Rabban Yishleilim of Sfira, just to give you a little inkling of what's going on over there. We are mezachech our seven midas, we purify our seven midas in the weeks of Sfira. Chesed. Chesed is the midah of a person to give from himself. To give. To be benevolent. To extend himself and reach out to others. Gevura is the opposite. Gevura is to be metzamtzem, to recoil into yourself. Gevura means yira. Like, for instance, when you're afraid of something, you recoil. You go into yourself. Like, you move into yourself. You want to protect yourself. You go indoors. That's the opposite. Gevura means not to give. To retain and not to be benevolent, to be dafke in yourself. So in Kedusha, the chesed is powerful and overwhelming, and it dominates the gevura. The klal is that chesed is yemin and gevura is smayl. Chesed is zacha and Gevura is Nekeva. In Kedusha we are told always to give preference and give Kedima to the Midas HaChesed, the Midas HaZachal. And that's why you're going to find in the Shulchan Aruch, and that comes from the Gemara, that you have to put on your right sleeve first. You have to put on your right sock first. You have to put on your right shoe first. You're going to see on the Ritzuas of your tefillin that the right Ritzuas is longer than the left Ritzuas of the Shalreish. We Yidin write from right to left, not like the Goyim who write from left to right. We're magbir the yamin over the smile, the zachar over the nekeva. The zachar is the mashpia, like you find the zachar by a chuppah. The zachar writes a ksuba to the nekeva. He's going to provide. She doesn't write a ksuba. She's going to accept. She is beprinas mikabel nekeva. She is hachna'a. The din is by kedushin that the man has to, the chassan has to give the kes of kedushin. She is supposed to be passive. If she says arei ani mekadesh eslach, it's a pasul of kedushin. She has to be passive. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. Just take the ring. Be accept. Hachna'a. By the Goyim it's the opposite. By the Goyim it's Esav. By Esav, Rashi says in Chumash that the Nashim come before the Anashim. And in fact, what do we say in America? Ladies first. In Tuma, the Tzad HaZachar is Machniya to the Nekeva. There's a wonderful piece of Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayechi. That he relates a dream. Of course, all the dreams of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh were emes lamitei. He relates a dream that he had milchama with the sitra achra, with the kaiches atuma, and they came to have a milchama with him in the form of two dogs, a kelev zachar and a kelev nekeva. So he writes that the zachar, he immediately overpowered and he knocked him down all the miles. But when he had the mechana with the kelev of the nekeva, he had a tough time, and he did prevail, but not fully, because in the tumah the nekeva is stronger than the zacha. Like you see by the Bnei Yosef, the lady, the fact that they're putting up today when the sitchach is becoming stronger. So in Tuma, the Nekeva is Geiver over the Zachar. The left is Magbir over the right. So that's why Chesed by Tuma is a Kna'ani. It's Machniya itself. The opposite then by Kedusha, where the Chesed is Geiver. He's Magbir. Kna'ani from Lashon Achna'a. Chiti is the Achiti, the second nation, is Gevura. So that's Gevura is Yira, Pachad. So that's why it's called Chiti. Like it says, Vahi Chitas Elokim al Kol Ha'orim Asher Sviv Yisrael. They were afraid. Chiti, Yira, Pachad. The third one is Teferis. That's Emayri. Emayri means to praise. Like it says, As Hashem Ha'amarta Hayayim. They praise themselves to Pharis, and so on and so forth. We'll stop right here. Al Kapanim, that's all in Midas. But then we come to the 50th Shah, that's ready Das, Apikorsis. That's the Sharanun. And the nation that incorporates himself, the Kaiches of the Sharanun and Tuma, is Amalek. Das that clip. Apikorsis. So right now there is a hisgabrus of the kaiches of Amalek, Apikorsis, the Sharan Nun of Tuma. And that's why there's so much confusion among Yidin, even Bnei Torah, even Avdei Hashem. Their emuna isn't pure. They have sfeikas, Le'aleinu. They have melchamas kegen these sfeikas. because this is the purpose of a malik. The inyan of a malik is to inject sveikas in the muna into yin, and that's why it says in Sfarim that a malik is begematria suffik. Just put in sveikas. Bizman hazeh, something which we didn't have in previous dairis, there are many yidin who lay aleinu a suffering of sveikas. They have sveikas in amuna, and they really do believe in Rabbeinu Shleilem. They believe in Rabbeinu Shleilem with all their heart and soul. But then ideas of suffik come into their minds, and they try to combat those ideas, sveikas, and it's a big milchama. And many people are suffering from that today. There kamat isn't anybody that hasn't got a period in his life that he isn't afflicted by these sveikas. The Pashatatam is like I explained last week, because Bizman Hazeh we are nichshel more than the previous dairis in Machaleis Asureis and in Machshaveis Avdi Pituyim, because you see in the street what comes into the house. But Yidin suffer from sveikas. So what I'm going to tell you today and next week, I would ask you to be very attentive. It's going to help you, because the Kamat isn't anybody that won't encounter a period in his life where he won't be afflicted by these sveikas. I have seen Bachrim Pashit crying. They came in and they cried. They believe in the Rabbeinu Shleilem. They want to learn. They want to daven. They want to be good. Why do sveikas come into their heads? And then they try to get rid of them, and they're tortured, and they can't sleep nights because of that. It happens. It happens very often. This is the inyan of today. Sveikas in emuna. And it's very hard to have a moon of pshuta today. The Rishonim said that before Mashiach will come, to believe with a moon of pshuta in the Rabbeinu Shleilem would be just like trying to walk up on a steep wall, on a straight wall, a slippery wall. The Zayah HaKadosh talks about it. The Zayah says before Mashiach will come, his lashon is Zakah Mandi Yizdamen Behai Zimne Behai Menusa. Zakai Ashrei Loi, who in that period would have emuna. As I have told you before, in the previous sessions, our nisayon is emuna, and therefore it's so hard to keep the emuna. If such periods come your way, and you're going to have sveikas in emuna, don't worry about it. Don't chas v'shalom feel that you are chas v'shalom being snatched away from the Rabbeinu Shleilem. Be strong. You should know that even Kedoshei Elyon have these sveikas here and there. Even the Nevi'im that talk to the Rabbeinu Shleilem have these sveikas, because these sveikas aren't logical. You can't combat them with logic. It's no use. It's just like a bug. It bugs you. It's a virus. It's something that is an einish for certain things, a tick and a nefesh for certain things. And the person who gets these periods has to suffer and hold on to emuna and keep on declaring that he believes in the Rabbeinu Shleilem. Even big tzaddikim, Talmidei Abba Shem Tov, also relate that they went through such periods, and they fought. Don't be afraid of it. Get up and fight. Don't be afraid. Every yid who is mibnei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, who isn't from the Erev Rav, believes in the Rabbeinu Shleilem. Every Yid believes in the Rabbeinu Shleilem. We are children of Avram Yitzchak V'Yankev. The Reish Avodah Maminim. And we're Maminim B'nei Maminim. We believe in the Rabbeinu Shleilem. And these thoughts aren't logical thoughts. They're nervous thoughts. It's nerves. You know, when a person gets a bug, I'm calling it that way, that bug doesn't respond to logic. There are people that go out of the house, close the door, lock the door with the key, walk down the block, then they come back to make sure that the door is locked, to check again. Why do they check again? They know that the door is locked. The Teretz says it's a bug. It's litzanis. These ideas don't respond to logic. There are people that will constantly walk over to the sink and wash their hands. Why do they wash their hands? They know that their hands are clean. Akasha. They're being afflicted by a certain bug. They know that it's not true, but still, it's there. Until they relieve themselves from that after a while. So the same thing is with these in Yanim and Amunah. They don't respond to logic. When these machshavas come to you, you might be tortured by them. That's a very good siman. That's a siman that your neshama stood by the Har Sinai. Because those who are from the Erev Rav, who have no shaychus with Kedushas Yisrael, they're not tortured by these machshavas. Adraba, they welcome these machshavas. Aha, it's alright, if the chas v'shodom, if there's no moon, I can do what I want. So I can go to the store and buy myself a cheeseburger, and I can go to the beach on Shabbos, and then why go through life with driving a car when the brakes are on, they say? No, is nisht is nisht. But somebody who's an Erlich Yid, who has Yiddish in the Shema, won't welcome these machshavas. He's going to protest. He's going to fight. That's a siman that you have nothing to worry about. It's going to go away. There is a promise. It's going to go away. It's just a nisayon. A nisayon which is temporary. Don't be afraid. And ignore these machshavas. Don't argue with them. Because you can't argue with machshavas that are litzanis. They don't respond to logic. If a certain machshava will come, chas v'shalom, against the emunah, and you're going to want to bring your mind rayas that there is a Rabbi Nishloilim, that Torah is true, that there is schar neinish, you're in trouble. It's like a fly getting into a spider web and struggling to get out. The more it'll struggle, the more it'll be entangled in the web. Don't just ignore it. Don't try to ferentfer. Don't answer the kashas. The kashas are nourished. The kashas have, we already, Baruch Hashem, this is a man, have explained all the yesodos of the emunah, what our emunah is based on. Our emunah is as strong as the rock of Gibraltar. It can be refuted. The machshavas that are against the emunah are litzanis. Litzanis can't be opposed with logic. They don't respond to logic. Never mind. Just ignore it. Somebody once came to Rachman Braslava and he said, Rabbi, I can't daven. What should I do? Because whenever I start davening, I see in front of me, in my imagination, a guy with carrying a tzeilim. So how can I daven? So Rabbi Nachman Braslava says, what do you care? Let him carry the tzeilim and you daven. What do you care? Ignore it. Ignore it, that's all. That's what you should do. Ignore these machshavas. You should know that it's nonsense. It doesn't hold any water. Just ignore it. And don't be afraid. It's a sakana to argue with these machshavas. Just be mekayim v'lo yisesuru achrei levavachem v'yachrei eineichem. When these machshavas come to your mind, ignore it. The Gemara Darshan v'lo yisesuru achrei levavachem zu minus. When machshavas of minus, of apikasis, come to your mind, lo yisesuru, don't pursue these machshavas.
So the Sfarim explain that Lais Asur comes from, like it says in Parshas Vishalach, Losar Asaras, to spy the land, examine the land. Don't examine these machshavas. Don't go after them. When these machshavas come, you did no aveira. When you try to ignore these machshavas and get them out of your mind, it's the opposite. You are mekayim one of the biggest mitzvahs in the Torah, v'lais asura. The aveira is if you keep them in your mind, if you give lodging in your mind to these machshavas, then the person is ayvam v'lais asura. But when the machshava comes and you drive it away and you chase it away, I'm not interested, get lost, then adrab, you have the mitzvah v'lais asura. And I once said a very, I think it's a cute remez on this. Over v'lais asura, you have a azla geirish. V'lais asura, azla, when it comes, geirish. Drive it away. Chase it away. That's how we should combat these machshavas. Ignore them. Don't care about them. They're nothing. Laugh them off. Don't argue them off. Laugh them off. All these machshavas come from the atmosphere which is so full of tumah. Since the Mabul, there wasn't as much pritzis as now in the world. And our Sfarim already told us that we're going to be afflicted with these Mishyainas. So, don't worry about it. It's going to go away. It's going to einish for gewiss aveiros of this Gilgal or previous Gilgal. And the einish has a gevul when the Yeshua comes. Just like there is a geula b'klalius Yisrael, there's a geula for each prat. Kava or nafshi geula. There's a certain time when the Rabbanu Shlodim knows, up to this time you're going to have these nesiyanis, and then you're going to be relieved. Some people suffer a few days from it. Some people suffer a few months. Some people can suffer years from that, Layalainu, depending on what their tafkid in this world is. But it'll go away, there's a guarantee. And if they fight these machshavas and remain by the Amunah, after these machshavas go away, the emunah will be even clearer and purer than before. Because you went through a milchama and you were victorious. You had the nitzachin. So we're going to talk more about this, Emir Sashim, next time. But remember these kalalim. And Emir Sashim, there is some additional information which I would want to give you, but the time doesn't allow now. So b'li neidah next week. Zayit matzliach.